Potejo Majapele. So, hello, aviation analyst. Hello, Potejo. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Kathy. Nice talking
pleasure.
To you.
Always enjoy speaking to you. So
yes.
let's talk about each story in its own time. The first one is about this Fly Safair under fire because they were paying, you know, dividends or whatever it was. What was it? $1.3 billion. They were paid offshore without paying their pilots here. What were they making those payments for?
Kathy, you know, I'm glad that you brought this subject because, you know, I've been dying to talk about this and none of the journalists actually wanted to touch this subject, and I'm delighted to come and explain this transaction to the listeners, and I'm glad that it's been raised by you.
Okay,
so firstly, let's start with International Licensing Council findings, and I think that's where the issue comes from. So last year, sometimes advocate Nomvelo Sontanja and his team, they worked tirelessly on establishing the ownership of Fly Safair, right?
Okay.
Now, one of the submissions that were required by Safair to be given to the council at that particular time was that we needed to see the directorship of the airline. We needed to see the transactions that you are making in relation to what you currently have. And we also want to see what you are paying for the leasing agreements that you have and who you have leased the aircraft to. So all that information, as we speak, you can have an access to it. It is with the council. It's a public record for that matter. So it has been found that the figure that you have just counted now is the latest figure.
Yes.
But prior to that, there was over 2 billion South African rands as a value that was then transferred to Ireland, right?
Right, where that the owners money, are. Where the owners are, right?
Yes. Where the owners are, 75% percentage of the airline sitting there in Ireland. Now, what happened then was, then they then said, well, they are not going to divulge the ownership on the basis that this establishment holding company, it's a trust. Now, the trust cannot divulge who's the owner, but ACL is a company that leases out the aircraft to airlines, and they are the owner of that trust, and that's what was established. As we speak now, there is a pending sanction that is going to be issued. I spoke about it last time.
Yes,
that is going to be issued against Safair for contravening the laws of South African air transportation in a sense of the ownership. So that is still pending. You would remember also that early this year, the domestic council said they issued the sanction where they said they are giving Safair 12 months to regularize themselves and come back to them. But that sanction was not including the international. So the international is going to be severe because I know for a fact that I spoke to them prior to them being coming to their term coming to an end. I spoke to them and I think I'm just waiting for the minister to announce the sanction or the new chairperson announcing the sanction. But this is not good enough for our pilots.
But why wasn't this all done before? Why wasn't this done? Because it sounds like we're trying to, you know, close the barn door, but that horse is bolted.
The problem, this is not new, by the way. Remember,
yes.
Comair raised this issue before, and the court has actually fined them guilty of what they have. There's a court records, by the way, available for our listeners to actually go and have a look at it. They were found guilty of that. One would think that ordinarily, when the court has pronounced itself about a certain irregularity that you have done, you should have, because there was an order there for them to regularize themselves, they should have done something about it. In fact, even on the council hearing, that court case was cited, and it was an argument of Air Link as well as Global, because those are the two complainants that went to the council and complained about this. So it was on their heads of argument before the council. So it's not something that it's new and nothing was done about it. It's just that the council changed, and when the council changed, you know, there was COVID in between. But the new council, when it came, they made sure that they conclude this matter. And I'm happy that you have raised it, because at least we are able to talk about it, not just something that people are gossiping, but it's something that is a public record. We can give it to anybody to have a look at it. It's not fair for our pilots. You know, we take pride of the service that we are rendering on air, airlines, and as an airmanship and aviators, we take pride. And you cannot just treat people like that. They need to pay pilots.
So how do we find the balance? You know, because if companies are going to be investing in infrastructure, if they're going to be investing in South Africa in different airlines or whatever business it is, how do we make it that they can still get their returns on their investment, but that it's a win-win for South Africans?
Airlines around the world, and I'm going to cite a couple of other incidents that has happened before.
Sure.
Airlines around the world, they basically are not allowed to give the foreign ownership anything above 50% threshold. It's not allowed.
Okay.
Many countries that take themselves serious, they don't do that. America doesn't do that. UK and most of European countries, they don't do that, including China as well. Nobody does that. And the reason why they're not doing that, airlines ordinarily in its own nature, this is a diplomatic, they are running in between diplomatic presence of the countries as well as selling the country to other countries. Now, I can't be going to the UK and sell South Africa in UK when UK owns me. Do you find, you know, it's difficult. So what mechanism is there? For example, I'm going to just cite one thing here. Air Link was bought by Qatar. Qatar Airways bought 25% of Air Link. But if Air Link would have been greedy, like what SAFAir has done, they would have gone beyond 25% threshold and get more than what they want. But because they respect the laws, they are South African owned, they are priding themselves to be South African. They confined by the laws. So the balance should be on the basis that, what is it that we can do as South Africans within the borders of South Africa? If Kathy has about a couple of million US dollars sitting somewhere in her account, bring it on. Let's invest in the aviation. That's what the market
says. I want to know who owns who, because this is quite interesting. I mean, it could be, you know, the political landscape around the Middle East, but I digress. Potejo, can we just please also talk about this AXA story? I did hear you speaking to Howard yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Monday. The O.R. Tambo Airport passenger found with grenades in Ethiopia. So now O.R. Tambo, or AXA rather, has acted. What have they done?
So what have happened here is that there's a company there that was operating as a third party company operating on behalf of airlines that are coming into South Africa, and that company was appointed directly by the airlines, Southern African Airline Association, which is the body that most of airlines are associated to it, and they appointed this company. Now, this company was tasked to do a handling of all these airlines like Ethiopian and others that are there.
Sure.
And AXA, as a primary landlord, has to make sure that whatever that company does is in compliance with civil aviation regulations, and therefore it is not in contravention with any laws of civil aviation. Now, what has happened in the past is that AXA wanted to take control of their operation and be overseeing that. And AXA lost in court before about the same issue. And I think they were waiting for the right moment to arise where these people are now contravening the laws, and then we find ourselves being exposed in international stages. So AXA then went ahead and cancelled the contract. And I think they are now going to contest it because they believe that they said they have fired the person who was responsible for that. But we don't want them.
But it could have been real. But it could have been real. Those could have been real grenades. I mean, we can't go through there with a small little container of peanut butter. But, you know, but real grenades. I mean, what would the cost of that have been? I think that AXA is just as liable here as ACS. Don't you think?
Yes. I think the truth of the matter is that there has been a lack of follow-up in terms of security. Security has lapsed in AXA. Crazy. I mean, the suspension of Sonandile Petros and other, I don't know if there's any other executive that have been suspended, is a testament to the things that we've been talking about. I mean, I personally took them on last year, October last year, when the incident of security breach happened in Cape Town. I was traveling to US out of Cape Town, where somebody went into the scanning x-rays with a bottle full of turpentine or thinners. So what? One of the these, yes, and that thinners was spilling all over the floor in Cape Town. I mean, the story was all over that the journalist picked up from me. And I took them on. CAA went and investigated. They found them guilty.
Oh, they really love
because
you.
Because the proof was that. Yes. CAA went and investigated that matter. They did find them guilty of that. In actual fact, I'm suing them, by the way. It's still my lawyers are still busy with them for security breach that they have done. So I've been complaining about the issues of e-hailing services, people touting, taking passengers at risk at OR Tambo. Nobody does anything about that. I mean, the security has been problematic for AXA. The sooner we get this hearing of the head of the security going, the better, because then we will be able to at least find a way in which we will be able to say we are safe, our airports are safe. But at the moment, I do believe that the actions that they are taking, even though the CEO is out of the country at the moment, but I do believe that she is cracking the whip, and she has been let down by her executive, to be quite honest with you. I think Mpumi,
all of that doesn't matter. We just want to be able to travel safely, and that's the bottom line, is that people not doing their jobs, I think that is a time that we are starting to call time on it.
Absolutely.
And as South Africans, we need to be doing that. Potego, I've got to let you go, but thank you so much, and I just love your passion coming through as always, and just thank you for just getting us all onto the same page. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. That is Potego Mojapele, aviation analyst.